This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their vacationship. Hey everybody, I'm Egypt.
And this is Kaylin.
And this is
vacationships.
Today's episode, we're going to be talking about love languages. What's your language?
So, for those who might be like, what is a love language? Here at Vacationships, we've just said, like, the way that you express your love. So, there are five different ways that we're going to talk about today, and then we're going to talk about what we think our love languages are.
And we're going to do a little scenario role play, a little quick role play.
So, number one.
Words of affirmation. So, this love language expresses love with words that build up your partner. Verbal compliments don't have to be complicated. The shortest and simple praises can be the most effective. So, an example would be like, "Ooh, I love those new shoes that you got. Your hair is looking good. And, you know, you make me laugh. You make me feel special." Things like that. So the second one is acts of service. And acts of service, an example would be offering help without being asked. And just like doing things to make the other person, you know, just happier, to ease them from doing things that they do in their daily life.
Number three, a lot of people out there are prone to this love language. Receiving gifts, and that's pretty much self-explanatory. Some people love to just receive things. They don't care the intention behind it, or they may care about the intention behind it. But majority of the time, if somebody presents you with a gift, you're going to be happy, whether you're in a relationship or not.
And it's better if it's meaningful or thoughtful, because just getting me gifts every day is like, okay, why are you giving me all these gifts?
But the person whose love language is receiving gifts, they like that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's true.
They want gifts every day. They don't care if you came home late and didn't tell them where you were. If you bring them a gift, they'd be like, "Oh, gifts, oh."
But it has to be meaningful or thoughtful.
It depends on who the person is.
Oh, well, that's what the love language should say. But
That's what the definition says, but then people don't have a definition to themselves. Some people do unexplainable things. Humans have that X factor. Number four is quality time. Quality time could be spending, well, a love language would just be, for somebody who likes quality time, would just be talking maybe every day, just listening to what they have to say, asking them about their day. Going on dates, going to a movie, going for a walk, just the two of y'all, vacations, a quality time, or just watching a movie at home. And number five is physical touch. So, that's like a primary love language for certain people. They, want to be held or hugged or kissed or hold hands. They like to, you know, be touchy-feely, always touching on your shoulder or holding your arm when you're walking down the street. So those are our five love languages. Now, we've read through these, Egypt and I, and we've both evaluated what our love languages are. I think that you can have more than one love language. Me personally, I like number two, acts of service. And I would say I also like number four. The way that I like them to be portrayed, number four is quality time. I like to watch movies. So when Egypt and I are watching movies, and we laughing about something, or we look at each other because the crazy part happened in the movie. That's quality time for me. And number two, acts of service. I just like people to do stuff for me. I feel like I'm the type of person, I do stuff for a lot of people out of the kindness of my heart. So when somebody does something for me, whether it's the smallest thing, like, what's an example?
Bringing some chips home or something?
Yeah. Bring me a bag of chips. Be like, oh, thank you. That to me, like, would just make me feel good for days. Just a bag of chips or, oh, I was driving and I stopped and got this thing for you. Cool. I like that.
Yeah, me too. So I definitely agree on, I think you said acts of service. That's what you just were talking about, right? Acts of service? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely appreciate acts of service, receiving gifts, and quality time. Quality time can mean anything, like Kaylin said, watching a movie, going for a ride, during quarantine, just getting some fresh air, sitting out on the balcony. I'm just doing stuff together, kind of self-explanatory. Receiving gifts. I love receiving gifts because it says that you put in time to think about something that will put a smile on my face. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a fancy schmancy gift, or like the price doesn't matter. Quality, even especially if you made it yourself. Like, I like stuff like that. Acts of service. My bad. Acts of service. Why did I pick that one?
I don't know.
Oh, acts of service. Yeah. Because sometimes I'm feeling down or tired and I just don't feel like doing things. And, you know, for my partner to notice that and help out, like do the dishes or make dinner, you know, just switch up the normal protocol that we do, that makes me happy.
So why do you think love languages are important for... Well, let me backtrack. Do you think it's important for people to know their own love languages before they get into a relationship?
Honestly, I didn't even know about love languages until maybe a year or two ago. So I don't know. I don't really think it's important, but I do think it's important to know what you're looking for or from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in a sense it is important.
Yeah, I don't think it's like number one on your list to know, like, oh my gosh, like before I walk out this door and go on this date, I need to know my love language. But I think it's important because when you go on that date, depending on how the person treats you, then that would determine if you like want to be with them or not. Because if you like to be, what was the number five? I think physical.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're on a date and you're touching them and they're like, you know, kind of a reserved person and they're like, you know, like, kind
bro,
of
what are you doing?
Scrunching away from you, or you like to hit on people. Me and Kiana used to know this girl who she just would just hit you all the time just because that's how she expressed her love for everybody. But like if you don't like to be hit or you don't like to be touched, then when you go on that date, that other person gonna be like, "Yo, what's wrong with this girl?"
Yeah.
Like,
even when you're in a relationship, like it's still important to know because you might be thinking to yourself, "Wow, he never tells me that my hair looks nice or my outfit is cute." But that's something you're keeping internally. If you don't tell your partner that or the person that you're dating, then you're just making yourself suffer. You're making it harder on yourself.
That's expecting your partner, whether like it's a girl supposed or to know, to be a mind reader. And ain't nobody mind reader on this place.
On what place?
In this world.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in this place. in this house. Ain't nobody in the mind reader neither.
I don't know. Might be some mind readers out there.
No, there's not. This ain't no Miss Cleo calling now.
If there are any mind readers out there, please contact us at vacationships@gmail.com.
I don't want to talk to no mind readers. They're going to be like, this is crazy.
I'm interested. Okay, so now we're going to do a little scenario for each love language. So I'm going to say a statement, Kaylin, and then you will tell me what would you do in regards to that love language. So the first one is words of affirmation. Sometimes I just need you to tell me that you love me and that you're proud of me. So what would you do?
Goodbye. Nah.
That is what you wouldn't do. So let's do do's and don'ts. So that's what you don't do.
What the heck?
So what would you do?
If you said, say it again.
So words of affirmation. Sometimes I just need you to tell me that you love me and that you're proud of me. So this is how the person feels, that you never say anything to them to affirm your love. So what would you do?
I would say, well, I'm sorry, baby. I wish y'all could see Egypt's face right now.
Do you want to switch the roles? Because I don't know what's going on right now.
What? I'm having a good time. No, I would say, well, I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. And from now on, I will make sure to acknowledge how you feel and let you know how I feel about you.
Yes. So you would encourage me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully that wouldn't be the first time you brought that up, because
these are scenarios. This is a reminder that this is a scenario for what you would and wouldn't do.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, people just be saying, oh, but you never said anything either.
Right.
Communication. Go back to the episode.
All right. Acts of service. You can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Sometimes I need you to show me you love me.
Is that what the person said?
Yeah. Sometimes I need you to show me you love me through your actions. So what wouldn't you do?
Hold on. Let me just say, back up. So the person brought up the conversation by saying, you can walk the walk, but you can't talk the talk.
These are scenarios.
I'm just laughing because yes, if this was real life, scenario. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God. Let me put it in Egypt language. How about that? Oh, Kaylin, you're always telling me that you're going to do this, but you never do anything.
Dang, that's kind of, who knows how to respond to that?
Exactly. You could talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Does that sound better?
Well, I feel like that's hard in any situation to respond to, because at that moment in time, if acts of affirmation is what you are looking for, I can't show you anything in that time because
what would you do going forward? Like, how would you make it better for the person? Oh,
I would just ask them if they need me to do anything, like, from time to time.
Okay.
I mean, in the moment, I can't be like, oh, yes, let me transform into a time machine and go back in time, and I will do the dishes on March 4th of last year for you.
These scenarios are not going how I expected them. This is what, clearly this is live and not scripted, and we go with the flow.
Nah, because, I mean, but it's a podcast. It's not, it could be scripted, but this is real life.
Like we don't review anything before. Yeah, but
I mean, who does? I mean,
some people do.
Well, then that's why people listen to it. All right, so I mean, just I'm a realistic person. Like, if somebody really was talking to me like this, saying, "Kaylin, I want to talk to you. You may walk the walk, but you can't talk the talk." Anyway, let's keep moving.
So, how about
I give you a scenario.
Things you wouldn't do in this scenario is go back on a promise or neglect chores.
Yes. So, number three, receiving gifts. Egypt, I know that you are, you know, in school and you're, you know, working part-time, but I want some gifts sometimes.
Oh, Kaylin, I'm sorry you feel that way. I always want to get you nice things, but I've been putting our financial obligations first. But what I'm going to do going forward, I'm going to set aside a budget so that I can get you meaningful gifts.
So let's talk about that. Do you think that's kind of selfish of the person to ask them, though? Because Because
I don't think
I purposefully put that in there that they're.
I don't think it's selfish because that's their love language.
Right. And if you decide to be with somebody who.
And that's what we spoke about before. Yeah. That's something that makes me happy.
Right. I personally.
But I, from what you said, it, say it again. Up. It sounds like the person's not getting anything.
No, I'm just, I put in those little, I'm in school. I know you're in school and working part time. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, you might not have a lot of money to get me stuff.
Yeah.
But I still want gifts. Like, even though that's your love language, don't you think it's a little selfish? Like, if somebody's asking you to get them stuff.
But
they ain't got nothing they got themselves.
But you don't have to spend money. You can make things with stuff you have at home.
Let's talk 2020 talk.
If we're in a relationship, one of my love languages is gifts. Like I said before, I'm not expecting some Prada shades, a Gucci belt, like expensive things. I like when you make me meals or when you go to the store and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get this to Ezra. I know that's gonna make her smile, like some Starbucks or something. I don't know. Like,
no, I'm just bringing up the other side because there are people out there who are materialistic in that way. So and they don't care what you. I don't care what.
Right, and then if they are materialistic, and you say that to them and they react a certain way, then you don't need to be talking to that person because they're in a relationship for one thing: gifts.
That's true. All right, number four: quality time. So, Egypt, every time we watch movies, you fall asleep. And when I look over to you to say, yo, you saw that? And you're sleeping? I really don't like that because then I feel like I'm watching a movie by myself.
Kaylin, I'm so sorry. I just get so tired when it's nighttime. My bedtime is 9:30, so I can't really hang while we're watching movies. Maybe what we should do is try watching movies in the morning one day. I think that will be helpful and we'll be able to spend more quality time together.
Everybody loves morning movies.
And if you don't like that, then we can do other things to spend quality time. Like,
what if that's my quality time? How you gonna just tell the person, no, you can't do that because I fall asleep?
Well, you gotta compromise.
Wow, so in all the other situations, nobody was compromising.
Because the person is trying their best to watch the movie. It's not a boring movie.
You just said with the last time that the person who wants gifts, that's their love language. Like, my love language is watching movies.
So, to clarify, are you calling me out?
No.
Okay.
I'm calling out the way that you responded to the situation.
I'm just clarifying.
If I was calling you out, I would say easier to fall asleep during movies.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're on the same page. But I don't know, man. Like, the person gets tired. I don't know. What would you do if that's what they told you? How? Like, what if they're trying?
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do? They're trying. Like, Kaylin, I'm trying my best to stay up and finish these movies, but I can't. My body's just not allowing me to.
Say, get up, get some water. Take a walk around the town.
Oh my gosh.
No, I get.
Well, according to this website, some things you can do, not to do, is use your phone or allow other distractions to interrupt, because you're already taking time away sleeping. So. Get all the other distractions out the way, and that will make the person feel like, okay, at least you're trying. I think that's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. And the last one, physical touch. Kaylin, I just sure wish you would give me more hugs.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just laughing because hugs. So I have to hug you? No, I'm joking.
Well, I try to hug you all the time, but you brush me off.
What the? Oh, this is a scenario.
Yes, Kaylin, pay attention.
I am paying attention. I'm just saying, like, these sound crazy to me.
It's a scenario. People really go through these things.
Okay,
Kaylin,
okay.
I really wish you would give me more hugs. I try to steal hugs from you all the time, and you always brush me off and do other things or say, not right now, maybe later.
I honestly don't know how I would respond to that. I'm sorry. Maybe, well, how would you respond to that?
I would say I'm going to try to give you more hugs and attention. Maybe we can cuddle. We'll schedule a cuddling session tonight.
So schedule time to cuddle.
Yes. Because apparently you're too busy to give me hugs.
Well, I wouldn't say that during this quarantine time. Anybody who's too busy for hugs. I'm joking. But this is, I keep forgetting this is real. This is fake scenarios based off of real life. Okay. Yes, I would try to make you feel comfortable about how you feel, and then I would try to my best to give you hugs or how whatever special way you want to be consoled.
So sincere. Oh my gosh, I feel loved.
I'm sorry. I'm
so glad I don't have this problem because I would be very annoyed right now. all I hear is blah, blah, blah.
Wow, Egypt, when I'm trying my best.
No, you were not just trying your best, and you know you weren't.
Okay, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. But I understand that there are different relationships everywhere. Not everybody communicates, but I got you.
Woo, child. Okay, so this Wednesday, April 15th, we're going on live again.
What time?
At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is going to be middling.
And we're going to be talking about dating in 2020.
Get out your wine. Get out your whatever you drink.
Shoot, get you a shot glass, too, and get some rum.
Tell your friends, tune in, because we want to hear from single people, married people. We hear from people in relationships, people talking to people.
Dating, to commit.
I know now, you know, with the quarantine and everything. Well, I don't know. Some people may be dating still.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it because, you know, this is spreading the virus. But who am I to say?
Right.
But, yeah.
Also, would you do virtual dating during quarantine?
Yes. Me and Egypt have brainstormed some ways to do a virtual
speed dating. Well, we're in the works with it.
Well, it'll be more like speed dating.
Speed dating, yeah.
But we're just curious, like, would you guys participate in that?
Stay tuned on our page, Advocationships, on Instagram for updates.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. It's your girl, Egypt Pearl.
It's your boy, K, showing you the way.
Later. Thank you.